We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Some of that is age and, you know, just natural, the cycle of football, but I thought they would come to Jesus, and they seem to have.
And Chris Ello.
Cornholing.
Cornhole was played.
Is there a way we can get that?
I need to hit the dump button after Chris just said that?
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Probably the most enjoyable first quarter watching the Lakers ever this season. Enjoying it. 5:01 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scravey. It's been a spirited show today.
You think?
Brittany Mahomes has been featured. Matthews. Excuse me. Brittany Matthews.
Yeah.
Well, Brittany Matthews. Nobody know who that is.
Oh, so
at least
yeah.
We can make the.
See, Scravey Chill's trying to rob her of the last name, even though she's a fiance. I get
Thank
it.
Thank you. I was going to say
semantics at this point. You know, people need to figure out who we're talking about. So that's why I did the Mahomes thing. Anyway, Hall of Fame was announced today. Big Papi David Ortiz gets in. He's the only player to get in. Bonds, Clemens, Schilling, and Sosa fall off the ballot, coming up just short. I think Chris
Scott Rowland got the highest number of votes of people who are coming back on the ballot.
Yeah,
63%. Todd Helton at 52%. So if you're looking ahead, those would be the top two guys going forward next time.
So let's finish our Big Five, and then we'll get into some more of this Hall of Fame talk. Plus, the union and the owners met again today and plan on meeting again soon. So let's figure out this rest of this Big Five.
All right. Yeah, I still can't believe that the owners didn't do this for 50 days. Buster only said that, too. It's pretty crazy. Anyway, don't worry, guys, because I have been following all the Antonio Brown news that you can handle over the last couple weeks. And I will bring you something that's worthy. And I do think this is worthy because Antonio Brown, his lawyer, are going to be on Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel tonight to discuss what happened in Tampa. And here is part of that interview that is getting people talking.
Antonio, I saw where you seem to resent the feelings of so many former coaches and teammates that you were in need of mental assistance. Does that bother you?
Mental assistance from who?
Professional assistance.
To the extent any of that is coming from a spin that Antonio had a spontaneous mental episode, it's resentful and it's hurtful, and it's a disservice to people who do suffer from mental health challenges. We all have our difficulties, Antonio, myself, everybody.
Yeah, these guys at Tampa Bay Bucks try to make an agreement with me to give me $200,000 to go to the crazy house so these guys could look like they know what they're talking about.
Wait. They offered you $200,000 for what?
The offer was Antonio would basically sit on the sidelines, go on some list, and commit himself to some form of intensive mental health treatment And we were specifically told in writing by the general manager twice, don't spin this any other way.
Well, there's more of that coming tonight. And people are commenting about how much this looks like an SNL skit. It's just so true. It is a serious accusation, if true. So, Chris, at this point, where do you think the truth lies?
Somewhere in the middle of all of it, I imagine. Let's first of all agree with what the lawyer just said. There are people with real mental issues out yes. there that have problems. Okay, so let's please understand that we on this show, Big I facts. Think of all shows, do respect those folks and wish you nothing but the best. And we're here for you. Look, we have to deal with Scraby every day, so we have a lot of experience. But now on to Antonio Brown. It's understandable to me why people might think the guy's going a little wacko when he takes off all of his clothes practically and runs off the field, cheering and dancing up and down to get everybody to applaud. That's not the behavior of a person who's in their normal state of mind, at least not usually. So that's why I say that the truth probably lies somewhere in between. I don't really think Antonio he's very adamant that he has no issues. You know, I think he has some issues. I mean, just based on my, watching of Antonio Brown in action. I mean, I think he's got some issues. I don't think it's anything, too major, but I think it's something that probably could be looked at by some people, and I think he could probably deal with some things in a better manner than he does. So, bottom line, I personally have had enough of Antonio Brown for now. I'm glad you played me that clip because that will end all chance I might have had of watching him on Bryant Gumbel later on tonight.
You know what? I thought about this and I was like, are you a Bryant Gumbel watcher?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I figured you may be, and I thought you may skip right over this one. I didn't think you would even maybe watch it if you saw it was on TV.
Well, I mean, I think I've heard enough already.
And I also like when AB is like elbowing
tell
his
him.
Lawyer.
He said, tell, hey, tell,
hey, hey, hey,
listen,
tell.
It was smart of AB to have his lawyer on there because it's clear that he could have made the situation worse for himself in terms of whatever lawsuit or whatever's developing between him and the Tampa Bay Bucks. But I'm again, this goes back to when this first happened, right? The problem for Antonio is that aside from some of, the supposed mental health issues, he's had bad behavior at different points. So it's hard for you to kind of just overlook any of that, even if he's telling the absolute truth right now. And so, I think let this play out, see where it ends up going. But honestly, unless Antonio's on the football field, I'm kind of tired talking about him.
I am too, but he...
But listen, I think there is some element maybe of some mental health issues. I know he's saying otherwise, but as Chris said, some of the behavior we saw doesn't lend to being, fine.
Yeah, it doesn't. But if the Bucks are found to have told him go away and you're not allowed to say anything and we're going to call the mental health thing, that's
they got,
not a
they
good
said they
situation.
Got it in writing. So
twice.
So I mean it's That's one side of it. So we'll see.
The last thing on AB, and then we'll move on. He tweeted out a picture of him in a Ravens uniform today. That's his new thing. He wants to be a Raven, and then he tags Lamar.
Lamar had no choice but to respond. He's like, dang.
He put I don't even know what the
it was the purple devil emoji.
Yeah, what does that even mean? Like
they wear
like
purple.
All right. Know. But I was like, man, leave your friend Lamar out of this right now. That's it for the Big Five.
All right, Big Five. In two segments today, Hall of Fame.
That was not my fault today.
I didn't say it was your fault.
How did that happen? Was it kind of a lazy, slowly delivered Big Five today?
No, I actually thought I had some solid topics for the Big Five
today.
Oh, you
definitely had some solid topics.
I would much rather
deliver them slowly.
I wouldn't much rather debate Brittany Matthews, Mahomes.
We know, and we're not bringing any more Brittany.
Enough of that.
Mahomes / Matthews.
It's Brittany.
My guy.
It's Brittany.
I didn't want to say the actual word.
Is that word illegal on the radio?
No, but it
makes Gravy uncomfortable.
Every swear word on the radio makes me uncomfortable.
It's not a swear word.
It's a female dog.
That's right.
Okay, moving on.
MLB and union and owners had another meeting today. You know, the gloves, I don't want to say the gloves are off, but it does seem to be a little more rhetoric coming from both sides. And hasn't been a lot of movement, but there has been incremental movement at this point, Chris.
Yeah, I I mean, I'm not really into reading all this stuff because it's just a bunch of gobbledygook to me. You know, I assume eventually the players are going to have to give up more than they want to give up. And I assume eventually the owners are going to have to give up a little more than they want to give up. So the bottom line to me is they've met for a second consecutive day, and it seems like they're making some slow but painful progress. So I think that, you know, you can take that as good news. Buster only told us a little earlier when he was on with us, you know, why haven't they been meeting for a long, you know, prior to this? But, you know, he remains a little bit concerned about what may happen. Buster's far from an alarmist. He's not that at all. But he's always kind of felt that way. Because I remember when we had him on during the COVID hearings a couple of years ago, and he was very concerned about baseball at that time, and rightly so. So he's concerned about baseball again. I don't share the same concern. I think that they're eventually going to get this thing done. I do think it's going to come right down to the end, you know, right either before spring training starts or a week or so into spring training. And that's just the way this kind of thing usually plays itself out. But I think the fact that they have met the last couple of days, it seems like a couple of little things begrudgingly have been given.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So for the rest of it, it doesn't interest me. Yeah, it just doesn't interest me. I just want to know, you know, that you're making some progress. And then, like I said, wake me up when we're ready to play ball. And then I'll be ready to, you know, be in love with baseball again. So that's kind of what happened today. And, you know, I think it's much more fun to talk about the Hall of Fame, frankly. And, you know, the fact that David Ortiz gets in and Barry Bonds is left out. And, you know, Roger Clemens is left out. And Curt Schilling doesn't get enough votes, which is probably going to make him happy. And, you know, Sammy Sosa's done on the ballot as well. But one thing we haven't talked about is what happens with Bonds and Clemens now. And I think, you know, I really don't know. Is there any kind of waiting period, or do they go right before the Veterans Committee beginning next year?
I
don't know.
I'm not sure of the the mechanics of how that part works, but certainly that is really their only opportunity at this point. And you'll get a chance to hear Buster in the 6 o'clock hour if you missed it earlier, but he seemed to believe that, unlike myself, that a lot of the Hall of Famers that vote on the Veterans Committee, and it's not just Hall of Famers, there's also some writers, are starting to soften their stance. Because it was I remember when my dad went in, it was a pretty hard line.
There would have been no way the players then would have allowed
hard line stance.
Bonds or Clemens in. But now some of the veterans, I think you're right, are softening their stance. So we'll see. I think in our lifetime, Bonds is going to get in. I think Clemens will take a little longer.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think they'll go in together, hand in hand. Mm. I think Bonds will be the first one to break the door down, and that'll help open it up for others. So that's kind of my thought on that, but we'll see.
All right, let's take a break. Let's get the show back on track here. Let's get the break. When we come back, there are four quarterbacks remaining in the playoffs. We'll talk about which one most needs a Super Bowl title added, or should say, next to his name.
Roman Wilson, I believe.
Gwynn and Chris.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the program. 5:19 is the time between Tony Gwynn.
I can't handle
circling
this.
His arms, raising his hands, signaling three-pointer. I'm trying to watch this Laker-Brooklyn game. He gets in the way of the TV all the time. 54-41 Lakers over Brooklyn there in the second quarter. Brooklyn, of course, doesn't get to play with Kyrie Irving because they're at home and Kevin Durant is injured. And Anthony Davis has returned for the Lakers. And maybe it's a sign that the Lakers are going to get things turned around. They are up by 13 right now in the second quarter. We are rolling along here towards 7 o'clock. Still to come on the program, a Daily Gambit. And Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show kicks off the 6 o'clock hour this evening. So stick around for that. Our visit with Buster Olney will come up a little bit later as well. ESPN on the day in which David Ortiz is inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, the only player so inducted by Major League Baseball. This hour brought to you by the Auto Club of Southern California. Get a free AAA picture quote with the Auto Club of Southern California. Wondering if you're paying too much for auto insurance? Yeah, I think about it all the time. Well, it's easy to find out. Go to AAA.com/insurance. You could save an average of $483. So stop wondering. Start saving. Visit AAA.com/insurance for your free AAA full picture quote. Four quarterbacks left in the postseason. The pride of LSU, Joe Burrow. The pride of Texas Tech, Patrick Mahomes. Pride of Georgia, Matthew Stafford, and the superstar from Eastern Illinois. That's right, Jimmy Garoppolo.
I saw some stats on Jimmy G in the playoffs versus Josh Allen, and I didn't realize they were so terrible in the playoffs for Mr. Jimmy Garoppolo, except for the win number that he had.
Wait, what does Josh Allen got to do with it?
They were just comparing the two. It was just something that they were comparing for some reason. But,
well, Josh Allen had almost more touchdown passes this postseason than he had incompletions.
Yeah.
I think he only had 12 incompletions and 9 touchdown passes. So
that is ridiculous.
It's suffice to say that Josh Allen was pretty spectacular, but it wasn't winning. It didn't win. I can't blame him, but,
nah,
but he's not moving on. And Jimmy G is moving on. And you know what? Look, Jimmy G played terrible against Green Bay. I would think even he would admit that he has to play better. But he did make some key throws. And
yes,
that's something
did.
That Scraby has brought up, which you know, I tend not to agree with Scraby in general. But throughout the season, every time Jimmy G has kind of a mediocre game, Scraby says, yeah, but he made a couple of throws to help us win. And that's what he did the other night. I mean, they had to get that one last drive down there and get a field goal, and that's what they – it turned out that's all they really needed to get because their defense played so well and their special teams came up with the block punt.
I bring up a guy Scraby had in his Chris versus the Fan? Brad Johnson.
Right.
He got one of the Super Bowl doing just what you said, not making mistakes and being able to make one or two good throws that had to be made. And he let his defense do the rest of the work.
Yeah, and of course the picture boy for that has always been Trent Dilfer, who was with the Baltimore Ravens the year they dominated to win their first Super Bowl under Brian Billick. But yeah, it can be done, and you know, but I think Garoppolo was hurt by his own guys a little bit in that game.
Dude,
Saturday
how many drop
to
passes did they have in that first half?
In the first quarter alone,
including his best guy, Kittle.
Yeah, Kittle, I couldn't believe. But you know what, though? They came back to Kittle on an outside route.
he made a
one-handed catch against his helmet falling out of bounds.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing.
That was about, you know, a 20 on a 1 to 10
It was.
Scale,
and Troy Aikman, because I've watched the game 3 times, Troy Aikman said, he goes, oh, that was the only place that Jimmy Garoppolo could have placed that ball. And he's right, it's the only place, but was that the smartest throw to make? Because it was...
Listen...
That was a big throw.
But that is what I mean by big throw. At some point, you have to be able to make a throw to your best guys and let them make a play. And that's Kittle making a play right there.
That's really ridiculous, though, because that ball was going up into the third row of the stands.
It really was.
And
I didn't say it was a great. I didn't say it was an accurate throw. It just had to be eighth row.
Well, the four quarterbacks left. It's funny because we've talked about it from the very beginning, kind of poking fun at Scraby. When there were 14 teams left in the playoffs, they did a list of the ranking of the quarterbacks. And Jimmy G was ranked 12th out of the 14 quarterbacks in the playoffs. And I told Scraby, I said, that's okay. If he wins this game, he'll move up to at least to 8th.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And last week, they had 8 quarterbacks left, and Jimmy G was ranked 8th. And I told Scraby, that's okay. If they win this week, he'll move up to 4th. Well, guess where he is this week? He's certainly number 4.
Yeah.
And he has to be based on what we saw last week from Burrow and from Mahomes and from Stafford. But it doesn't mean that for one weekend he can't be better than Stafford.
It's all he needs to be.
All he needs to be.
Yep.
So, you know, that's why you're in that position. The 49ers offensively have been somewhat offensive, but, you know, Debo and Kittle are there to make enough plays to help you with that defense.
I got
to
tell you, man, 49er fans are feeling they're feeling themselves right now. They've beaten the Rams 6 straight. Yeah. I was at the barbershop today, and I had to endure
I love when you go to the barbershop because you become a 49er lover.
I'm not a 49er lover. I'm just saying. I had to endure all of that conversation today about...
You're like, I get enough of this.
About the 49ers and how the Rams have gotten their butts kicked 6 times, and that these 49er fans feel... Chris, I'm telling you, they feel pretty confident going into this game.
Yeah,
maybe not Scraby, but
I'm super
the
nervous.
Rest of the 49er base feels
no,
pretty
49er
good.
Fans are, in general, very cocky. And coming off wins over the Packers and Cowboys, I would expect them to feel nothing but assured that they're going to beat the Rams. This is why, look, I've known people like Scraby for longer than Scraby has been alive. I mean, when I was, you know, in college, my roommates... The Miles brothers, you can blame the Miles brothers, Brad Miles and Mike Miles, two of the really good guys I ever, you know, hung around, but they were both 49er fans during the era of Joe Montana.
Oh, I can't, that
in
was
the
80s. Unbearable.
It was unbearable. They were absolutely unbearable. They would walk around, they would puff out their chests, and they would say, we are the greatest thing in the history of sports.
Oh, my God.
And then the game would happen. And my friends and I, who used to watch all these games, we would seriously go to the sporting goods store. You didn't order online in those days.
Yeah, you
and
had
we
to go
would
into
buy
the store.
Pennants and hats and T-shirts.
Of all
we
the
bought
other
them
teams.
For the Rams 1 year. We bought them for the Giants 1 year. We bought them for the Bears 1 year. We used to root for all of these teams to beat Montana, but we couldn't do it. And these guys would get the last laugh every single time. And, I mean, it left a scar on me for life.
Let me tell
and
you.
And Scraby is basically
I don't
Scraby's
know.
Basically opened that scar back up.
I don't know if it's going to San Diego State that this happened, because the same thing happened to me.
Yeah.
A lot of my roommates, one in particular, is a huge 49er fan. Now, you know, in 2000 to 2003, wasn't a whole lot to cheer about. I mean, I think – Jeff Garcia was their quarterback, and he was good for him.
Then it was the Tim Rattay years and the Trent Dilfer years. And they went 2-14 one year with Ken Dorsey as their quarterback.
I'm saying even at that time when Jeff was their quarterback, the 49er fans were unbearable.
Unbearable.
Jeff Garcia was a good quarterback.
This has nothing to do with Jeff Garcia as a quarterback.
What happened.
See, you're trying to take it to what kind of quarterback he was. I'm just saying even when they weren't in a conference championship game, 49er fans are right up there with Dallas fans during the 90s as well.
Like I told
you couldn't tell them nothing.
I told you guys every single week leading up to this moment that it was ridiculous that Jimmy G was ranked where he was. But I think, obviously, he's the fourth best quarterback here. I don't blame them for ranking him the fourth best quarterback. And Tony's trying to look, even though there's no other quarterbacks
to
choose from.
I was trying to find a way for him not to be, but he's the fourth.
He's the fourth best. And I would say that it just really, in the playoffs, it just means you just can't make mistakes. That's all it is. And Jimmy G makes mistakes.
If he doesn't make mistakes, he makes throws that should be mistakes.
Like
and the
those,
Packers
yes.
messed
oh my
a bunch of opportunities the other night.
Oh, my goodness. But what do you – honestly, I think on this list, out of all four quarterbacks, the one that needs it the most would be Matthew Stafford.
Because needs he, to what? Needs
to win
what?
A Super, Super Bowl.
Needs a Super Bowl
for his legacy, because he's been known as one of the biggest.
Yeah, there was a lot of questions about him coming to this Rams if it was even an upgrade in some cases.
Yeah, exactly. And so he could put all those haters to rest. And I have actually not been a Matthew Stafford hater over my time.
I haven't either.
I like Matthew Stafford. I think he's a good quarterback. But I think he needs it most.
I think there was a storyline in terms of Matthew Stafford that him being in Detroit, you know, as bad as that organization was, that, you know, that would follow him, that he wouldn't be able to play in these big moments. And listen, he's made mistakes. We've highlighted it often during the year, but during these playoffs, man, he's been money. When they need him to be money, he's been money. Dropping that dime to Cooper Kupfer at the end, he just dropped it right in the basket. And that's the reason why McVay went out and made the trade that he made and was all googly eyed over.
The funny thing is if Matthew Stafford should have a 3-interception game on Sunday and the Rams should lose, all of the goodwill
is gone
that he created the last two weekends,
without a doubt,
is long gone and then some.
Without a doubt,
and it's unfair.
It's totally unfair.
Yeah.
I mean, Tannehill threw 3 interceptions last week. I believe 2 of them were tip balls, right in the receiver's hands.
Yeah.
And Tannehill's going to always be known as a guy that can't quite get the job done. But every single player that hasn't got the job done yet is somebody who can't get the job done. There's
point.
Just no other way of looking
Fair
at
point.
It. You either are a Super Bowl champ or you can't get the job done. And as of now, Matthew Stafford is still in the can't get the job done category. He may seem like he moved out of it because he had that nice win over Tampa Bay and a nice performance against the Cardinals. But if he loses this weekend, he's a choker.
Especially to the team that they're facing against.
That's right.
That only heightens it for him.
I told you Matthew Stafford couldn't do it. Well, you didn't tell me that last week when he was beating Tampa Bay.
I heard that in the barbershop, too, today.
Right.
It was from a Niner fan, and his point was that his Niner fandom was so loud that he thought, you know, people thinking Matthew Stafford was going to come in and make a difference in terms of Niners. Niners have won both games. So he's got to win this game. He definitely has to.
He's got to. It's the whole thing with the, you know, can't win the big one. You know, John Madden, said it best, because John Madden was one of the first coaches back in the 70s, guys, who, quote, could not win the big one.
Right.
And if you look at it, the Raiders were in the AFC championship game something like 9 out of 10 years, and they only won one Super Bowl. So John Madden got he can't win the big one. And John Madden's comeback to that was, tell me what the big one is before the game,
not after
the game.
Right.
Because
he
said, we won a lot of big ones to get to the big one that we didn't win.
Right.
And he was 100% right.
Yeah.
Tell me the big one before the game. And Matthew Stafford, to me, has proven he can win a big one. Because he went into Tampa Bay and beat Tom Brady, and he beat him by playing a fantastic game. But if he loses this week, he's out. Yeah. See you later.
That's dims are the breaks, as they
that's
like to
how
say.
It goes.
Now here's where I want to talk trash to the Rams.
Want to talk trash to the Rams? No.
Rams fans, tell your coach Sean McVay to stop worrying about all the 49ers fans that are going to be in the stadium on Sunday, because he keeps coming out begging people not to sell their tickets.
I hope they don't let no Niners fans in.
I've seen some things online recently from sources.
Very unlikely.
That it's
the
going
bang
to be
bang a, Niner gang travels very well.
Very well, and they're calling it a red out on Sunday at their home stadium.
It's not going to be a red out. Come on. I mean, there's enough fans in Los Angeles who are going to come support the Rams.
I was looking at tickets because
there's
going to
be
thinking,
more people there rooting for the 49ers. Give me a break.
It was
They'll
on
show
week
a couple,
18.
Yeah, that
it
was week 18.
Not.
It was already locked
yes,
in at
it
that
was,
point.
At
what,
week
they actually said they went through the whole stadium, 80,000 people, and they determined there was more than 40,000 49er fans.
You didn't hear all the conversation from the coach?
I heard that there was plenty of 49er fans. I can't believe there was more.
Was it true that Matthew Stafford had to go to silent
yes,
count?
Yes, he had to go to a silent count.
I heard that.
Sean McVay said he didn't expect for so many fans to be in the
stadium.
Yes,
there was a lot of them. I don't know that there was more 49er fans than Rams
fans. Okay, well, if we're going to go down to the minute counting of people. I'm just going
to. Well, you're going down to the minute counting of people. You're telling me there were more 49ers fans.
I'm taking what Sean McVay said. I'm taking what he said. He said
there was too many 49er fans. That doesn't mean there was more.
You should never have to go to a silent count in your home field. Ever. Ever, ever, ever.
Well, please, dear God, don't let them have to go to a silent count Sunday.
You know what? These games are more stressful because I talk so much trash that I don't want what I give out. So I get nervous. I get nervous about these games.
As you should be.
Get nervous about these games.
Daily Gambit follows this particular conversation. We'll put some money where our mouths are next on Gwynn and Chris.
Once again, this hour is brought to you by Auto Club of Southern California. Get a free AAA full picture quote with the Auto Club of Southern California. Wondering if you're paying too much for auto insurance? It's easy to find out at AAA.com/insurance. You could save an average of $483. So stop wondering. Start saving. Visit AAA.com/insurance for your free AAA full picture quote. 5:41 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Lakers up by 9 at halftime for those who
it's a glorious thing.
It is glorious.
Tony, as long as it holds up.
At least for a half, it is.
Things will get really sour in here if it doesn't hold up. Oh. Anthony Davis, by the way, has played 13 minutes. Tony has 8 points, 3 block shots, 1 rebound. So
I like it.
Hit the glass, Anthony.
Thank you. Thank you. Scrape's got a Daily Gambit headed our way. First, though, let's check some traffic.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwynn and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
By the way, Tony, if the Lakers beat Brooklyn tonight, the score holds up, 9-point lead at the half. Guess who will be the number one team in the Eastern Conference?
The Bulls.
No. But you fell for it.
I did.
I knew you'd fall for it.
Of course I would. You're asking the question.
Why else would I ask? Miami will take over the top spot in the East. Miami's been playing some quiet, very good basketball all season long.
They've done it with all kinds of injuries.
They've
Jimmy
had a
Butler
ton of injuries,
been
right?
Out, and they still have just quietly stayed near the top.
I was watching Utah and Phoenix last night, and I didn't know Utah's got half its team out. I mean, a ton of teams. Donovan Mitchell's out. Gobert was out. So, I mean, a ton of teams are doing with a lot of injuries. The one team that's staying the healthiest right now is the Phoenix Suns, and it's one of the reasons they're 37-9. I didn't know they were that. Their record had gone to that lofty of a status, but they've got 9 losses. Golden State's got 13 losses. And then you've got Miami, Chicago, Brooklyn, and Memphis all with 17 losses. So Phoenix is 8 games up in the loss column over every team in the NBA but the Warriors. I mean, that's a pretty big gap.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's still just a little past the midway point.
That's what happens when you're playing with a bunch of guys you've played with for, this is the second year now, and now.
Right.
And really longer, because Chris Paul was the only new addition last year. Everybody else had been playing together, and now you're doing that after winning a title, so confidence is high, and you've been healthy. And that's a luck thing, let's be honest.
Absolutely.
If you stay healthy a whole season, you've got a lot of good things going. Good luck on your side there.
That helps, and you got a good team. Chris Paul is really a frustration for me because I don't
He's
like
been a
him.
Frustration for you for quite some
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I just am not a Chris Paul fan, but when I watch him play, I can't help but just go, man, is he good.
And not only that, he's gone to some pretty terrible places. One in Oklahoma City where they kind of put him there to go retire, and he turned that team into a playoff team.
Yeah, he's averaging 14-10 this year, assists 10. And he only averages 2 turnovers a game, which is something your guy could learn from a little bit. Chris Paul, don't like you, but, man, you're good.
You're damn good.
He is good. All right, like Scraby, what do you
Paul,
have in the
way.
In the gambling? You like him?
I like Chris Paul.
Yeah. He's no Grayson Allen, but no. I think he's kind of a pest out there. That's
kind of definitely is that. Yeah. He definitely is.
He's no Grayson Allen.
No, he's no Grayson Allen. That's another category altogether.
Yeah, people in the NBA are saying, when is enough with Grayson Allen?
Are people saying that now after that incident?
I feel like
incident?
Grayson Allen and Rudy Gobert are like the most disliked guys in the NBA.
Well, Rudy started COVID, so. And that is false news. That is
I hate
news.
To say Rudy Gobert is the most hated man on the planet, not just in the NBA.
He's the one,
started COVID.
He's the one who started
Do
COVID.
Do you remember him wiping his hands on all of the mics at like
Do
a
I?
Joke?
I didn't see it when it first happened. I just saw the highlight
It was
of it,
a Big Five topic back
the
then.
Clip.
I was like, do we find it offensive that Rudy Gobert is mocking COVID-19?
And both Tony and I said, nah, who cares?
And then later that night, the NBA shut down.
Whole season canceled.
Yeah.
Man, I was talking to my friend about that the other day, how crazy all that was in the beginning, and it's still crazy even now thinking about it.
I know.
Not going to lie, when we were cast away to being at home, it brought all of those images.
Oh,
and
me too. I just literally got a shiv.
So I'm happy we're back in the studio.
Me too. All right, let's do some bets. And it's all going to be NBA, and there's going to be two college basketball bets as well.
What were the Aztecs favored by last night? I wish we could have got a bet down on that.
Yeah, you know what? I could find that
out
real
quick.
Man,
what a wipeout. 25 points. Nice going by the Aztecs.
They were calling it a dunk fest last night.
I mean, they were doing like dunk contest
windmills.
Dunks during the game.
San Diego State was 10.5-point favorites, so they covered easily.
Easily covered. Yeah. And it was you know, UNLV defense is a real thing in basketball, because when a team plays it, you can score 37 points, because Boise State played some pretty good defense. UNLV did not guard anybody, and the Aztecs just ran right to the hoop and dunked the ball all night.
They did.
We'll take it.
Yeah, we needed it. Nice job by the kids last night. Well done.
Here is a 5-star bet to start the night of betting for us, and it's the Timberwolves visiting the Trailblazers. 7:10 tonight. Trailblazers are underdogs in this game, +3. So that is where the 5-star bet comes in. You know what? I'm going to start today.
Who's favored?
The Timberwolves are favored.
Timberwolves are favored
on
by
the
three.
Road. By
on the road.
Three, yes.
All right.
The 5-star bet from BetQL says to bet Trailblazers +3. And I'm going to go with our 5-star bet that's been pretty good lately. So I'm going to choose the Blazers, Chris.
I can't. I think Minnesota's a really decent team. They're not a great team. They're not a team that can push Phoenix, Golden State, or Memphis, or but they beat the Lakers solidly a couple of weeks ago. This is a good team, Minnesota. They beat Denver a couple of weeks ago. They've won 10 games on the road this year. Portland is far from what it used to be because there's no Damian Lillard. And they've lost 11 games at home. That's a ton for Portland. So I'll take Minnesota on the road, give 3, which is normally not smart to give points on the road, but I'll do it this time.
All right, Tony.
Give me the 5-star bet.
Oh, the Blazers.
I'm the contrarian.
Blazers have won 4 of their last 5, all on the road.
Wow.
I like, and they're doing this without Damian Lillard.
Okay.
Give me the Trailblazers.
The Trailblazers.
All right, prop bet in that game would be a Carl Anthony Towns points, rebounds, and assists. The over-under is set at 35.5 points, rebounds, and assists for Carl Anthony Towns in this game. Chris, what do you think?
How many? I was busy signaling LeBron James.
I know, you both were doing that. 35.5 points, rebounds, and assists for Carl Anthony Towns.
Because a Brooklyn loss helps the Bulls, so I'm rooting heavily for the Lakers tonight. Carl Anthony Towns. Oh, they win the game. He goes over. Come on.
Right.
I told you, the Timberwolves are going to win this game. You guys are going to be sorry about it when it's all over, all said and done later on tonight.
Tony, over under?
35.5 is your number.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He could score 35.5.
Yeah, I'll take the over.
All right, I'm going to go under to be the contrarian.
You know, nobody quite sings that like you do.
I know.
Nobody.
Thank you.
Nobody.
Thank you for that. Next one. The Mavericks are visiting.
Real quick, can I just update a score?
Yeah.
Because it just popped up here. Boston 68, Sacramento 30.
It's a good game.
Going on in that
game. It's a good game.
68-30? Yikes.
Yeah. What was the. Let me go see the spread on that one.
The Oh, no, that's 30. Yeah, you're right. That's 38 points.
They're up by 38 points. They just started the third quarter.
Oh, Celtics were favored by 9 points in this one, so they're winning.
Well, they certainly weren't favored by 38.
No, they were not. No, they were not. That is pretty crazy. Right. Kings are a mess. They're always a mess. I feel bad for Kings fans. It's like the Kings can never get ahead of themselves.
Again, the last time they were good, and they had the Maloof brothers as ownership.
Yes, they did a nice job with the Kings. And prove that you can win just about anywhere, because that's been a terrible franchise before and after that.
And Arco Arena was a terrible place to go to.
Cowbells. Well. That's what I remember.
Oh, my goodness.
Ding, 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 ding. But they had a, you know, you can have the worst arena, the worst city, the worst owners, but if you got Chris Webber and Vlade and
Peja Stojakovic,
and who was the point guard? Mike Bibby
and Bobby Jackson.
Yeah, that was a pretty good team. The Lakers beat them off. Beat them in that seventh game.
Turkoglu.
You know what though? I will swear to this day. And far be it for me to ever blame officials, but I really thought they got hosed out of one of those Laker games. I know you wouldn't admit.
I don't think that happened at all.
I know, but man, there was one game. I think it was the game six at the Forum or at Staples Center, where there just was about 30 calls in a row that went against the Kings, and they were fuming.
Yeah, they were.
And it ended up going to the seventh. Anyway,
I brought up the Kings' pass. This is my fault.
That was as close as they got.
Yeah. Yes. Warriors. There's plenty of Kings love for the show today.
The Warriors are the favorites in the game at home against the Dallas Mavericks. They are favored by 3.5 points in this one. BetQL saying take the Mavericks plus 3.5. Tony, you're up first.
Luka likes these kind of matchups. I'm taking the Mavs.
You don't need to be so serious when you do it. I was reading something about Steph. He
struggling.
Is still struggling. Ever since he got that 3-point record, he cannot do what he is known to be doing.
The reality is I've never thought I would see him shoot like this.
Especially after he breaks the record.
Forget the record. I just never thought I would ever see him go this long struggling to shoot the basketball.
I think they're in a lull of their season, so they'll be fine. I'll say the Mavericks, Chris.
This game's at Golden State, right?
It is, yeah.
And who's not playing for Golden State?
Draymond.
Draymond is out. I knew somebody had to be out because 3 points is pretty small. I'll still take the Warriors.
The Warriors.
But Dallas has been playing much better, and Steph's going to break out, and he's going to make somebody pay for all of this soon.
Well, we're going to make a prop bet on Steph Curry. Over, under 3.5 made threes in the game. I'm up first. And
3.5?
Yeah.
His over, under used to be 7.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
You know, they don't put the number there for no reason now.
I know.
They're pretty darn good. I'm going to say, I mean, he can't make anything right now. And I know that could turn around at any second. So I'm going to say under. Chris?
I know he could turn around any second. So I'm going to say,
but
he
I don't
doesn't.
Feel like it's going to be tonight. I don't feel like it's going to be tonight.
He's got to go over. Come on. 4? Yeah.
Tony?
Just an update. The score is now 73-33. Boston.
By 40.
By 40.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Put in taco.
I can't see him making under 3. So
wow.
We're going to take the over.
All right, college basketball. Mountain West. Colorado State at home to Nevada. Colorado State favored in this game by 8.5 points, Chris. Your Rammies.
Yeah, they're going to win this one for Lori.
All right, CSU. Tony?
Yeah, we need Colorado State to be good from this point on.
Yeah. I'm going to say Colorado State as well. Pac-12 bet is the final bet that we have for everybody tonight, and it's Colorado visiting Oregon in the worst court to watch basketball on in the country.
It's
like forest everywhere.
It's
a weird color. And side note, since we've been side noting a million times, someone suggested the Raiders make their field grass black, and they make their lines on the field silver. What do you guys think about that? Because you know how other colleges have been doing that? Like the Eastern Washington are red?
I would say that this isn't college football. This is the NFL.
Okay. So anyway, what I saw earlier today. It kind of looked good, but it kind of looked weird.
Are we all going to just paint the turf the color of our teams now? Is that what we're going to do?
Yes, the Dolphins are going to be aqua.
Yeah, let's not. Okay, let's not do that.
Colorado, Oregon. Oregon is favored by 8 points.
By the way, the game of which I was referring to, the one that the Kings cried all the way home against the Lakers, I just looked it up. The Lakers that night in Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals at home. Robert Horry was in that game, yes, but the Lakers shot 27 free throws in the fourth quarter alone.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell the Kings to stop fouling.
I'm not saying they didn't foul. I'm saying that's why the Kings
tell the refs to get that heavy whistle out their mouth.
Imagine that, though, 27 and a quarter.
Just hacking Shaq.
Oregon, 8 points over Colorado. What do you think?
Give me Oregon.
All right, Chris. Like
Colorado, the Buffs. I'm going all Colorado tonight.
All right, I'm going to go Oregon.
Fantabulous Game Show is on the way, babies. The happy hour. Gwen and Chris.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.